From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton. Most of us know what the health benefits of olive oil are, but we like to hear it again, just to make sure. And from where do the best olive oils come from? Well, right here, perhaps. Joining us in the studio is Christina Banos, founder of...
You can say it.
Yuliaoliveoil.com.
Thank you. To tell us about first pressed extra virgin olive oil, or EVO, and about olive oil from Greece. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, thank you. Nice to meet you guys.
Well, I certainly need to start with Lynn would not stop sharing her experience from the 100-mile meal and tasting of your olive oil. She had to bring you on. So thank you for your inspiration there. And tell us a little bit about this wonderful olive oil from your perspective, because I've certainly heard it from Lynn.
Yeah, definitely. So my husband's family are generations of olive oil farmers from the region of Kalamata. We lived in Greece many years. And when we moved to Park City in 2012, we would have a little bit for ourselves. And we realized that people who were eating this oil in our home with our, you know, dinners and our entertaining just fell in love with it. So in 2017, my mother-in-law, Yulia, actually passed away. And we were in the village. And we got this just overwhelming inspiration to bring this olive oil here to Park City.
And now you are opening up and starting to distribute, and we're really excited about that. And this is new to me. My wife is familiar with all of the benefits of olive oil. Phenols, is that correct? Is something we all need to know about.
Yep.
And your olive oil has some extra power with phenols.
Yeah, you know, I think that when you're looking at an olive oil, you're going to look at the region and the country. You know, every country has a different taste. But what's really important is that you know exactly where this olive oil is coming from. And I think that, you know, having a family member, my cousin Dimitris, who's actually the farmer, he has, immense experience with farming, for harvesting and farming, which is all done by hand in Greece. It's one of the only countries that does not use mechanical means. And it also makes a difference when you press the oil. So if you're taking the olives to the press within a few hours of harvest, you're going to yield the best quality extra virgin. And we don't mix our oil with other farms. And so this oil is from a farm with 3,000 trees. It's a Corneiki variety. And it is it's cold pressed, naturally filtered on our property, and then sent to us to hand bottle here in Park City.
Wow. So first of all, I wish I had a cousin named Dimitris. It just seems so romantic. And it's interesting to me because while I've heard a lot of what you're talking about before, about olive oil, about the fact that if you remove it by hand versus shaking the trees, and I don't know, does it bruise the olives as they as they fall off if you don't remove it by hand, and does that create some different taste or quality?
Yeah, so they do shake the tree and use kind of like a weed whacker-ish kind of thing for the branches they can't reach. But in other countries, they're using what they call a suction. So they're sucking, it's basically a machine that goes down, you know, line by line, and it sucks the olives. But in Greece, they don't do that because most of these trees are from the ancient times, or hundreds of years old. So they were planted in the ancient way, which is staggered. So you go tree by tree. You have a team. You have a tarp. The olives fall from the tree. You collect the tarp, put it into a bag, and take it by tractor to the press. Mm. There is no machine that will do that for them.
So you're importing it by what? In what type of containers? Is it barrels, and then you're bottling it here, or it's bottled there, and you just are importing it all ready to go?
Yeah, so we call it in Greece a vohia. So it's a metal container that's fit for olive oil, and it's sent to us in a pallet. So we've been bringing about 48 of these 16-liter metal containers And last year we almost sold out without anyone knowing about us. And so the potential to bring more is there, but we order once a year and we order after harvest, which usually ends or end February. And then once we run out, which we haven't yet, we will make sure not to, because we are focused just in serving this community at the moment. It's not like we can go drive and get it. So we have to be very mindful. But my cousin has, you know, quite a bit. And we have, like, basically first dibs on his, you know, liquid gold for sure.
Sounds like liquid gold. And where is all of this happening here in Park City? I mean, do you have a location or mm-hmm. are you doing this out of your home?
Yes. Yeah, so we were able to work with Utah Agriculture to have a home-produced product. So we were approved and licensed in order to bottle it here in Park City. So once it arrives in these containers, we store it within our house. We have a dedicated room, which was a checkpoint with this certificate. And then we hand bottle in our home under, you know, very strict, you know, conditions. Right. And then once it's bottled, we hand label it, and then we're, you know, available to sell it at that point.
And at what point are you going to offer trips to Demetrius from Park City?
As soon as possible. I was there February to June, and I sat with him, and we spoke, and his property is, you know, overlooks the Mediterranean. There's a waterfall right off of where his olive groves are. It's definitely, you know, ancient land and, you know, kind of land of the gods. And I am actually, as early as next April, looking to run maybe like a small retreat where we can take people to the village. We can show them the farm. We can have a lamb roast and all of Yulia's, you know, special recipes and have a, you know, big Greek party.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Christina Banos of Yulia Olive Oil, bottled right here in Park City. In Park City, right?
In Park City.
Some years ago, 2011 now, I'm just looking at when this book was published, Extra Virginity by Tom Mueller. Have you read it?
No.
It is the most fascinating book about the world of olive oil and about the adulteration of olive oil around the world and how testing goes on to find out what olive oil is mixed with. A lot of time it's mixed with rancid sunflower oil and things like that. And I'm sure that is pervasive in the olive oil industry, making a lot of us wondering when we buy it on our supermarket shelf, is it ever pure? And then how is your olive oil, for example, tested so that we know that it's pure and extra virgin and not mixed? And I mean, I can tell from tasting it, I will say that. But how do we know?
Yeah, definitely. We're just my whole point of communication as we move forward, and I'm also a student in all of this, is just transparency. Mm-hmm. You know, I can prove to anybody. I can show them the farm. They can talk to, you know, my cousin. He is a small operation, and you know, we do not mix. We do not even mix with another farm, because it's his first cold press. You know, we can guarantee that this is a pure extra virgin olive oil with very low acidity. And it is fresh. It is just the stuff I'm selling was just pressed. It's not from, you know, last year or the year before. And that's the most important thing to me because of the history of the U.S. and people not being able to have access to oil like this. Where I took it for granted when I was living in Greece mm-hmm. until I moved back and realized that it's difficult to find. And we're so small that, listen, you know, like I said, we're serving this community mm-hmm. with our family's harvest. And that's really the point of, you know, starting this company. You know, this is not paying my mortgage, but it's definitely a really awesome opportunity for me to kind of get out in the community and share the many years of expertise that I had just living there and understanding the mm-hmm. process.
So you've been selling it at the Wednesday Farmers Market mm-hmm. and you're just and a few other places, and now you're just coming out with an online store.
Yeah.
Has that been launched?
Yes, yeah, so we're launched. It's Yulia, Yulia, oliveoil.com. There is an option for pickup and delivery. We're still kind of sorting out the shipping because we are not looking to provide our product outside of the state of Utah. So that would be something that we would be able to ship within Utah. But we are live. So if anyone would like to order, that's happening. That's available.
And you are actually in Deer Valley and some other local. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a few bottles at the Deer Valley Grocer Cafe. We'll be at the Harvest Fest, which is the first weekend in October. I think it's October 5th. And we're hoping to also be at the Park Silly Holiday Bazaar because we last year were really successful in like providing gift baskets and bundles for the holiday with some recipes. And so people really enjoyed giving that healthy gift, a gift that was useful for the holidays. We are actually partnering with a few other small businesses here, but nothing's really, you know, final yet with that. But we'll be around town for sure. The market is, Park City Farmers Market is our main storefront, though, for the summer. And that should go till the end of October.
And to leave our listeners with one thing, like if you get a bottle of your olive oil, you must do this with it. What is that?
All you need to do is pour it in a plate. With a little bit of, if you'd like to add some oregano and some salt, and eat it raw. You don't need to do anything with it. Or you can pour it over your food after you've prepared it. But you want to eat it raw, and it's super good for you and super, super delicious.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to tasting more of your olive oil here in Park City.
And we're going to practice saying it just a few times here.
Pete. Julia.
Julia. Oh, you
yes,
got it.
Did
That's it.
It.
You did it.
Thanks so much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us, Christina. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.